On the Big Sports Breakfast, it's time to get the latest sporting news from the UK and Europe with Aussie journalist Jacqueline Magnay.
Well, Terry, I can just picture this at the moment. She's at the Queen's tennis tournament there in London. She's sitting back with a Pims in one hand and a notepad in the other, watching Nick Kyrgios pull out retired hurt. G'day, Jacqueline.
Hi, Webby. You do know me well.
I do.
I would have said a Pims in both hands, but...
No, she's a professional. She's a professional. She was just sitting there taking down her notes. What happened to old Nick Kyrgios?
Well, the grass was a little bit slippery. He slipped on when he was 4-all in the first set and injured his hip that he's had some problems with over the past few months. He went down like a sack of potatoes, and in fact, I thought he was impersonating, you know, a footballer at one point there, but he genuinely did seem to be injured. But he then got some treatment, came back on and was fine, and in fact looked more than competitive he was playing the American Donald Young. He went to a tiebreaker, he lost the tiebreak, and then decided to walk off the court, shake hands with his opponent and retire hurt. It was an incredibly hot day. I don't know whether he was struggling in the heat as well. Afterwards he said, I asked him this question, what are you going to do in the next few days? Thinking, rehab, massage, ice baths, you name it. And he said, dog and fox, which for people who know Wimbledon, it's the pub at the top of the hill. And apparently that then became the headline across all the websites here in Britain that Nick Kyrgios was heading to the pub to rehabilitate for his injury. Oh, so we're not quite sure how bad this is for Wimbledon. He says he should be fine, but having re-injured an old injury, that's never a good sign, and it's only a fortnight until Wimbledon starts.
What is going on with him? Like, honestly, he looked like he turned a bit of a corner in terms of injuries and his commitment and all that type of stuff, and now he's playing the old cat and mouse game with his fitness again. Like, I know it's probably just a throwaway line, but, you know, did he look like he was trying to be ironic when he said it, Jack?
I was just a little bit concerned that afterwards he said that he took some he got inflammatories, but he wasn't going for a scan, and that would suggest that it's not as bad as what we may have all thought. And you'd like to think that he would have, you know, if he wasn't that injured, that he would have at least played out the game. But he's saving himself for Wimbledon. He said that's his focus, and he didn't want to detract from that. And, of course, if he's starting to feel a niggle, he wouldn't want to make it any worse. He said that he would have pulled out even if he'd have won that first set, which I don't know about that.
Yeah, I often wonder about that. But that is the problem with these lead-up championships. They use them just as lead-ups. But in saying that, a bloke called Leighton Hewitt, I think he won Queens 4 times, probably, so with a fair dinkum warm-up.
Yes, that's right. And it is a very prestigious tournament, and it's, you know, quite a rich tournament too. You know, you pick up several hundred thousand pounds. And Panassis Kokkinakis, I spoke to him as well. He plays Milos Raonic first thing tomorrow morning, my time, which is late tonight, your time. He's had shoulder and groin injuries. I mean, this guy has really gone through the mill in the last couple of years, really trying to get himself back into the world rankings. And he was quite sympathetic to Nick Kyrgios. He was saying, look, I've been in that situation. You just don't want to see that happen to anybody. But he has been warming up with Andy Murray. He's feeling really positive and confident. So, he's perhaps not got the strength in his shoulder that he would like, even though it's been 8 months since he's had surgery on that shoulder. But he's seeing this as a way back, and he really wants to be in top form by the time of the Australian Open. So he's really looking long term. But this tournament is quite important for him to, you know, next step to get back into the world rankings.
Very good. Michelle Payne. She's preparing for Royal Ascot as we speak.
She's a superstar, isn't she?
She is a superstar.
She's at Royal Ascot tomorrow. And, you know, she's been the talk of the town. She's been called the queen of the racetrack. And, of course, Queen Elizabeth will be there, but Queen Michelle will be there as well. And she's riding, now, correct me if I'm saying his name wrong, Casper Sky.
Yes.
And this horse is 60-1 long shot, a little bit like, you know, Prince of Penzance when she won the Melbourne Cup race. And, you know, it's just, she's such a great story and she's been the talk of the town here. She was saying that, and she's starting to do a bit of training other horses, and she's been saying to some of the British papers that she may even fast-track that now and she may bring forward the retirement a year or so earlier than what she was planning to do. So yeah. She's really enjoying doing the training of horses. So, but, you know, hopefully at the Queen Anne Stakes tomorrow, that you know, it'd be lovely to see the Australian jockey really dominate that race. And it's, I hope she goes really well.
11:30 our time, so it's going to be late for us. And Michael Slater, the former test opener who used to work on this program, he's going to be there day one at Royal Ascot. So beware, Jacqueline. That's all I say.
That's right. And, guys, did you hear about the Lionel Messi's restaurant bill, €37,000 at Ibiza the other day with Cesc Fabregas and Luis Suarez and their girlfriends? 41 bottles of Dom Perignon. But he's put out a tweet and denied it and said that it was a fake.
Oh, really? Oh, sounds like a good one to be at, though. Good on you, Jack. Always enjoy chatting. Enjoy Royal Ascot, Queens, and we'll chat next week.